Well, the Gauls weren't of Clive, they were of Bideford, my husband. And like I was Clive, and my family were Clive. Well, Edgar was no relation to us at all. He was just, a friend of my dad's and that, as they worked the land, like.
So, what did Wilf do?
Oh, Wilf, he was first he was lorry driver for a building firm. Then he went into the aluminium factory at Redditch. And then when they were made redundant, he come back and he worked at Atkinson Thomas the Millers at Broome. And then after he left there, he went on for Albert Jeffries of Pebworth, lorry driving to the markets, and I used to go with him most nights up to round Coventry and Birmingham and Wolverhampton to deliver the market garden goods up to the markets. Treacy was at Clive, but that was at Pebworth Jeffries, Albert Jeffries it was at Pebworth. Well, my father, he had Roxground, it was called Roxground on the papers, and as well he owned Brooklands Farm, market garden and farm, but it was all mostly orchards up there. That he owned that, like he rented Roxground, and but that was. And it is his father and his brother, they work part of Brooklands ground as well. And that's a.
So what did your family grow mainly?
Well, everything. Salad onions. My daddy grew lots of flowers and sent to the markets and. Well, in the wartime, like the market gardeners had to grow onions. It was for making the gas in the war. They had to do nets of onions for the government, they had to in the wartime. But otherwise, after that, like it was runner beans, salad onions, because I have tied salad onions from when I was about four. Down in the shed with me mum and dad, and I've tied onions ever since for all these market gardeners. When one had finished, they used to bring them to the house, and my mum used to help as well. And I've tied onions all my time working, and that's what I done most of the time in land work.
And did you have asparagus?
My dad did, yes, he did. Not a lot, like he just, wasn't a big grower of anything, but it was mainly salad onions and lettuce and all sorts of things like that.
You said you went with Wilf on the wagons to the market. So where did you collect from for Jeffrey?
He used to go all round Badsey, collecting from the market gardeners round there. And like Pebworth and Honeybourne and different places, Willersey, he used to collect. And then I wasn't with him like in the day when he collected, but I had his tea ready for when he come home, and then had his tea, and then I went up to the markets with him to unload.
Excellent. And so, did you actually collect from Edgar Wheeler at all?
I can't remember collecting from Edgar's. I don't think so.
Okay,
Don't
so.
think so. Because there was Arthur Sears collected things as well from Badsey. They did about, but I think it might have been Arthur Sears that collected from Edgar.
Okay. When you were collecting, what were you collecting in? Obviously, they were in chips and punnets. What did they look like? Were they heavy? Were they...
Yes, quite heavy. Collected crates of cauliflowers, cabbage, and the tomatoes were all in cardboard trays, you know, like that. And apples and all sorts of things, you know, they were heavy, some of them.
Excellent. Okay, let's, if we can change slightly now.
And all sorts of things like this. He used to go all round Badsey, collecting from the market gardeners round there, and like Pebworth and Honeybourne and different places. Willersey, he used to collect. And then I wasn't with him like in the day when he collected, but I had his tea ready for when he come home, and then had his tea, and then I went up to the markets with him. He collected crates of cauliflowers, cabbage, and the tomatoes were all in cardboard trays, you know, like that. And apples and all sorts of things, you know, they were heavy, some of them.